On that point of the border poll, is the time right now to call a border poll?
Yeah, well, we're quite relaxed in terms of a border poll being called right now because we actually believe it, that it should. Now, was that going to propel us into United Ireland? I don't think anybody within the Republican family believe that it will. But I think what it would do is generate that big conversation. You know, people talk about, you know, Sinn Féin in terms of our growth. The difference, for instance, you're talking about some armed groups that are there at the moment who are anti-peace process and an anti-political process. They have, some of them, been in existence for over 25 years and have tried to get themselves elected from 1986 onwards, and at different, you know, stages of it, you had different factions emerging as a result of initiatives that had taken place. And not one person has managed to garner the support of the electorate. And yep, and Sinn Féin stood for the first election, and people telling us, oh, you have no support out there. And we knew otherwise because we were people who were living in the areas, working on the ground, knew what doors were open and what support was actually there. And we get 54 people elected and on the first go.
Could you convince enough people, though, to vote for United Ireland? You don't think that would happen if it was a border poll at the moment?
I think if a border poll, it would give you the measure of your political strength. And this is, I'm trying to, you know, when I was trying to say, we're very long-headed, very strategic. You know, and you take that and you build upon it and you work upon it and you use that.
Gerry Adams has sort of suggested that they would win a poll.
Well, I think there is a few that we certainly would. But whether we did or not, as I was saying, we're about being relaxed about it. You know, if we won a border poll, that opens up a conversation. If you didn't, it still opens up a conversation. And, you know, people start to, I think, look, this isn't about the fusion of the two states. This isn't about looking at the Irish Constitution and in some way trying to have the people in the north living under the rules that govern Ireland as it's currently constituted. I think you'd need to be campaigning for a new agreed Irish constitution, you know, based on the separation of powers between the executive and the legislature and the judiciary, you know, which would be endorsed by the people. Like the Irish constitution as it currently, as we know it, still has an article in it which recognises that women's place should be in the home. You know, and I was talking about that last week on International Women's Day. But when you're talking, when you're looking about, you know, how do we create a new Ireland where all of the people would have a few and would sit around the table and would exchange views around the form and the shape of that new Ireland, I think people from within the unionist tradition would be much more influential within that geographical setting as what the UNO than what they are in Westminster. Absolutely, totally ignored all of the people here in the north when it comes to policy decisions or economic decisions, you know.